It is my pleasure to present abstract number EP829 that describes the findings from genomic analysis of MDS patients who participated in INSPIRE trial. There are more than 45 somatic mutations identified in MDS, and growing evidence suggests their role in clinical prognosis of MDS. However, the landscape of mutations in MDS after the failure of hypomethylating agent therapy is not well known. The INSPIRE trial is a global phase 3 randomized trial evaluating IV rigosertib versus physician's choice in patients with MDS who failed prior HMA therapy. This trial offers a unique opportunity to study genomic landscape of MDS patients following HMA failure. Also, since rigosertib has a potential activity inhibiting oncogenic RAS signaling, there is a particular interest in correlating the clinical activity of rigosertib in patients with RAS pathway mutations. At this point, the genomic data is presented as aggregate with patients at baseline screening without any knowledge of randomization and clinical outcomes. Ultimately, once those data become available, we plan to correlate the genetic mutations and clinical response and outcomes with rigosertib therapy. The study schema is shown in the poster, where MDS patients who failed HMA therapy were randomized into 2-to-1 fashion, receiving either rigosertib or physician's choice. The 2006 IWG criteria were used to define the types of HMA failure, which included progression, failure, or relapse following HMA therapy. Total planned enrollment was 360 patients, which was recently achieved. In this study, we report the results of genomic profiling of 190 patients who were evaluated at the time of potential entry into the INSPIRE study. Of those 190 patients, 157 were eventually randomized onto the study, and 33 patients were not randomized due to the screen failures. Targeted next-generation DNA sequencing was performed for 295 genes in bone marrow or peripheral blood samples collected at the time of screening. Table 1 describes the demographics of the 190 patients analyzed in this study. Consistent with the HMA failure cohort, almost half of the patients were classified as IPSSR very high risk. Figure 1 shows the landscape of mutations detected in the 190 patients. In total, 55 different mutations were identified, and the median 3 mutations were detected per patient. The most commonly detected mutations were ASXL1, followed by P53, RUNX1, TET2, STAG2, DNMT3A, and SRSF2. Figure 2 shows the pairwise analysis of mutation co-occurrence. As expected, we identified significant co-occurrence between SRSF2 and IDH2, and also identified co-occurrence between STAG2 and ASXL1, or STAG2 and SRSF2. TP53 mutations were mutually exclusive to ASXL1. We then correlated the mutations with baseline demographics, which is shown in Figure 3. As expected, TP53 mutation was significantly associated with IPSS very high risk classification. Figure 4 shows the mutation enrichment among the two major types of HMA failure, progression and failure. We found that oncogenic RAS pathway mutations, which includes mutations in NRAS, KRAS, NF1, CBL, and PTPN11, were significantly enriched in patients who were classified to have progression with HMA therapy. In conclusion, the baseline mutation analysis from the INSPIRE trial provided the landscape of genetic mutations in HMA failure patients. RAS pathway mutations were observed more commonly in patients who progressed on HMA therapy according to the IWG 2006 criteria. Future analysis of expanded cohort as well as correlation with clinical responses will provide further insights into the role of genetic mutation in MDS patients with HMA failure in response to rigosertib. Finally, we would like to thank all the investigators who contributed to this trial and sample collection. Thank you.